Recalled District Attorney of Alameda County, Pamela Price, is accusing her replacement of corruption. The current DA is Ursula Jones Dixon, who began her career under former DA Tom Orloff. Price called out Jones Dixon for working for Orloff back when the office engaged in discrimination. Price says the office denied Black women and Jewish people the ability to serve as jurors. She criticized the handling of the death penalty resentencing cases.
District Attorney Jones Dixon's decision to assign the death penalty cases and resentencing cases to Catherine Horner Cobalt is rife with a major conflict of interest, and it's very troubling. Catherine Cobalt's father, retired Judge Jeffrey Horner, presided over at least a half dozen of the death penalty cases where we found evidence of prosecutorial misconduct and racial justice act violations.
The effort to resentence death penalty cases began under Price when she was mandated by the federal district court due to evidence of discrimination. Now she's accusing Jones Dixon of conflict of interest for bringing Catherine Horner Cobalt, the daughter of a man involved in those cases, to be in charge of the resentencing. The current DA's team is pushing to withdraw the remaining petitions, reasoning that the victims were not considered. She pinned this on Cobalt's conflict of interest.
To have Judge Horner's daughter supervising the resentencing cases and filing motions to withdraw sentencing recommendations in death penalty cases, some of whom were presided over by her father, all of which took us months to negotiate and formulate a recommendation, is really problematic and nothing less than a travesty of justice. To say that the victims in the death penalty cases or any other resentencing cases were ignored is absolutely not true.
Price also criticized Joan Dixon, claiming that all the criticisms that were leveled against her during the recall election are true of her replacement. She accused DA Jones Dixon of disbanding programs, and she criticizes her for not making the city any safer. As for the election narrative that said Price didn't consider victims, Price says she made available resources for victims and met with victims, while her replacement does not. She adds that the people from whom the DA is withdrawing resentencing petitions are victims as well.
In the rush to cover up the prosecutorial misconduct by withdrawing the sentencing recommendations, the district attorney, the new appointed district attorney, has also forgotten that the victims in these cases include the defendants whose constitutional rights were violated, men like Curtis Irvin, who the dig out to the state attorney general over stipulated to overturn his conviction. Ernest Dykes, who the federal judge clearly was prepared to find that his constitutional rights were violated, and we negotiated a fair and reasonable settlement.
By news time, DA Jones Dixon had not responded to requests for comment. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.